the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum, you are welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. As usual, we choose an interesting topic to speak about. For today we have forgiving, and of course forgetting, in the view of Islam. Today, Tuesday, you're listening to us, 24th of Shaban, 1445, of the Islamic lunar calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to verse 14 of chapter At-Taghabun.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
O you who have believed, indeed, among your wives and your children are enemies to you, so beware of them. But if you pardon and overlook and forgive, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The significant point is that men may at times be perplexed at dilemmas when one way leads to Allah Almighty and the other towards one's family. Believers are not supposed to entertain any doubts, since divine satisfaction precedes all things and salvation in this world and the hereafter lies in the same. Since family members may use the injunction as a pretext for violence, vengeance, and going to the extreme, the blessed verse proceeds to say that if you overlook and forgive their faults, Allah Almighty will forgive you, since He is oft forgiving and most gracious.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa'ta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
This is today's special on Forgive and Forget. As Muslims, we have to realize the immense amount of sins we have committed, and one of the ways to expiate those sins is by forgiving others. Although it is a tough thing to do, remember that Allah is all-forgiving and we have to ingrain the virtue of forgiveness within us to gain His pleasure, inshallah. To summarize this concept of forgiveness in Islam, it would be Allah forgive those who forgive. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "There are three things concerning which by the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, I would certainly swear on an oath, wealth does not decrease because of charity, so give charity. No man pardons another for some mistreatment, seeking thereby the pleasure of Allah, but Allah will raise him in status thereby, and no one asks of people, but Allah will increase him in poverty."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the essence and importance of forgiveness. So, let's talk about fulfilling a duty. Based on religious guidelines, members of a community are like a single body, each bearing rights, duties, and responsibilities. Observing the rights of fellow believers in a culture grounded in religious teachings is so important that fulfilling them is considered the highest form of worship. The last Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The believers in their affection, mercy and kindness to each other are like a single body." If one part of it suffers, the rest of the body joins it in wakefulness and fever. Therefore, by paying attention to the rights of others and feeling responsible towards other members of the community, we can acknowledge the perfection of a religious community. Human beings are members of a whole in creation of one essence and soul. This is a poem by the late poet Sa'di, Iranian poet. If one member is afflicted with pain, other members uneasy will remain. If you have no sympathy for human pain, the name of human you cannot retain. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in a beautiful statement, guides Muslims to the worshipful aspect of fulfilling the rights of a fellow believer. Allah has not been worshipped with anything better than fulfilling the right of a believer. Imam Rida alayhi salam has described some of the rights of a fellow believers in this way: to love them in your heart, to assist them with your wealth, to support them against the oppressor, to protect their rights in their absence, to visit their graves after their deaths, not to oppress them, not to betray them, not to backbite them, to treat them kindly, and not to slander them.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your every soul.
Now, how to forgive someone? Practice mindfulness and meditation. When you are consumed with fuming anger and frustration, one of the techniques to extinguish the negative flame is through a continuous practice of mindfulness and meditation. What is mindfulness? It is a mental state achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment while calmly acknowledging and accepting one's feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensation, used as a therapeutic technique. It can be difficult to center your focus the first time, but once you get the hang of it, you will feel much calmer and more aware of your surroundings. But most importantly, your thoughts and emotions. You will have the ability to control them once you are aware of them, inshallah. I ask you how to forgive someone. This is another answer: finding peace. Forgiving in Islam means we have abandoned our ego for a higher purpose. Not for the other person necessarily, but for the pleasure of Allah. When we forgive, we have essentially made peace when we didn't get what we want. A Muslim submits to the will of Allah, but by doing so, we are at peace. This is summed up beautifully through the hadith that reminds us of the affairs of a believer. Allah's Messenger said, "Strange are the ways of a believer, for there is good in every affair of his, and this is not the case of anyone else except in the case of believer, for if he has an occasion to feel delight, he thanks Allah. Thus, there is a good for him in it. And if he gets into trouble and shows resignation and endures it patiently, there is a good for him in it.
What if there was no forgiveness? Nobody forgave you. What if they did not forgive you? And they said, no way. When we leave things, and I've heard some people say this, listen, I don't want to forgive. We will meet on the day of judgment. Have you heard that? We will meet on the day of Qiyamah. I will meet you on the day of judgment. Have you heard that? Yes. There are people who do it with passion, not realizing that's actually the wrong thing to say while you're alive. While you're alive, keep trying. Why? Because when you get to the day of judgment, you don't know which way the case is going to go. Trust me, you have no clue what may have happened in actual fact. Sometimes you are so confident that the right was yours, yet when you get to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find out otherwise. And then what? But there is something even worse than that. I know I am right. I know you are wrong. And I still tell you, I will meet you on the day of judgment. I don't want to forgive you. Okay, we now arrive on the day of judgment. You are standing, I am standing happily thinking, you know what? Today, I'm going to fix you. You stole my money. You are dead meat. Today, it's over. You are going to burn. You are going to pay for it. Imagine. I know I was right. There was no doubt I was right. So when I get there, guess what? The judgment commences in my favor. MashaAllah. I was right. So I won. I'm proud. I'm happy. What happened? I won. That man was wrong. A good thing next to my name, a bad thing next to his name. Now what? Why did I say that don't tell people I will meet you on the day of judgment? Try and sort it out. Why did I say it? Look, I've arrived on the day of judgment. I won it. It was mine. That was one case that you had with one man. Now come all the other cases that you have. Another 3,500 cases that you have. When Allah looks at you, He will look at you with the eye of justice. And you cannot enter paradise through that eye of justice. You can only enter paradise through the eyes of mercy.
Forgiving and forgetting, we should know more and more, and of course practicing them. So inshallah, we follow this interesting and necessary topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So follow us on parstoday.ir, the tab Call of Islam. The archive of all the programs are there. Please find today's special. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, محمد نبي علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, how about listening to a prophecy from the Holy Prophet's seventh infallible heir, Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, when asked by someone whether he was Deqa'im with the truth. I also rise truthfully, but the real Qa'im is he who will remove the enemies of God from earth and will fill it with justice. He shall be my fifth descendant. His absence will be lengthy, during which multitudes will turn away from the faith, while only a few will uphold it. Pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We will be discussing about the qualities of Shia. And the first hadith we discussed here, it was from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he explains about the quality of Shia. And the first quality was mentioned by Imam is, it was wara. Wara means being pious or piety or refraining one from all types of sin. And we have been discussing under this topic about the more explanations about the piety, and there's a hadith from Rasulullah where he explains, he says, "Inna al-wara mathaluhu ka mathal as-safina." It's a beautiful example, it's a very beautiful example. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wara, piety, is just like an ark, it's like a big ship, kama anna fil bahr, and that ark is in ocean, is in water. And la yanju illa man kana fiha. No one is going to get salvation unless who is in this ark. So we have to jump into the wara, into the piety, in the state of piety. We have no other choice. If one says, you know, I do all those wajibat and I do all those mustahabat and I protect myself from haram, but I'm not able to protect myself from haram, he's going to lose everything. Because wara means protecting one from all type of sins. We have to protect ourselves from committing sin. Basically, I can say in a word, if you don't do a lot of good deeds, if you don't do a lot of mustahabbat, no worries, don't do that. All Allah wants from you is just do your wajibat, but mainly protect yourselves from doing wrong things, from committing sin.
if you do a lot of good deeds, but beside that you're doing a lot of committing a lot of sin, it's going to kill all your positive deeds. You're going to destroy all your positive worship and ibadat. So it's not good. Do the least. If you cannot do a lot, no problem. Do the least. But on the other hand, protect yourself from committing sin. And this is the meaning of this hadith. Imam is saying, Rasulullah is saying in this hadith, إِنَّ الْوَرَىٰ مَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ السَّفِينَةِ كَمَا أَنَّ فِي الْبَحْرِ لَا يَنْجُو إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا. Piety is just like ark. You are sitting in the ark, you are saved. But if you are not in the ark, you are not in the protection of piety, you are not pious, then you are not saved. You are not in safe hands. And then you are going to lose your all good deeds. Be careful. كَذَلِكْ لَا يَنْجُو الزَّاهِدُونَ إِلَّا بِالْوَرَىٰ. Those who live with the least amount of life, they don't gather a lot of luxuries around themselves. Zahidin means those who just live with the necessary things. The Zahidun, they cannot survive except by the help of wara, being pious. Ya Ahmad, al wara yaftahu ala al abd abwab al ibadah. Basically, piety will open the doors of worship on you. Fayukrimu bihi inda al khalq wa yasalu bihi ila Allah azza wa jal. Allah said to Prophet Muhammad, Ya Ahmad, al-wara yaftahu ala al-abd abwab al-ibadah. You can enter into the worship, in the world of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through piety, and that's the only thing. And then you are going to be among the servants of Allah. You're going to be the best. You're going to be the best, and then you can connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the goal of moment, to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's going to be possible only through the way of piety. So you are going to be nice among people, and you are going to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's going to happen only with the help of piety, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
جئتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected listeners from all over the world, welcome to IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy to have brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Hassan Nasrullah with me here today in the studio. I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And Fawad, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Hassan, how are
fine,
you?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah,
Hussein?
Sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about Ayah 33, Surah Al-A'raf. Hassan, what page?
154.
All right. Brother Hassan says 154. So, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please grab your Quran, page 154, Surah Al-A'raf. What ayah, Brother Hassan?
Ayah 33.
Let's listen to the recitation, all right? Ready? Yes, no. Yes. Let's listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون.
That was a nice recitation, mashallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. Who's going to recite this ayah once?
Me.
Me? Mr. Me? Who is Mr. Me? Hassan, go on. أعوذ بالله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق.
أحسنتم بغير الحق.
Right. Well,
you can resume from wal-ithma.
Yes.
Go on.
Wal-ithma wal-baghya bighayri al-haqqi wa an tushriku billahi ma lam yunazzil.
Alright, good. Read it till the end of the ayah. Read wa an tushriku.
Yes. وَأَن تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Good job. MashaAllah. Allah bless you. One point I want to tell you, listen. Before you read every second verse, every second part of the ayah. All right, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, forward. Wherever you read, okay? If you look at the famous reciters, the teachers, okay? Even for Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which is not a long ayah, which is very easy to recite, okay? You really don't need to take a long breath, a deep breath. But they do. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They do it. Okay? Why? Because it helps you start beautifully, correctly, without any stress, from losing your breath, okay? And ending beautifully. The ending is very much important. Okay? Sometimes you read the whole ayah correctly, very beautifully. Everybody is enjoying as you're reading. But at the end, you have no longer... You cannot
read.
Stop very well. Why? Because you are running out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's why for every single time you read, even if there are four words... Five words, one line, two lines, okay? You have to take a deep breath. Or at least some breath, okay? Just manage it yourself. Alright? You have to get used to it. Thank you, Ali Nasir, by the way. Guys, let's talk about any tajweed points that we need to focus on. قُلْ إِنَّمَا. This alif matters. What? Huh? The alif... In the word?
In.
Innama. Read it innama. Don't read it innama rabbi. Innama rabbi. Don't ignore the alif.
Yes.
Alright?
Yeah.
Do not ignore. It really changes the meaning. Not especially in this word, but in most of the words, it really changes. قُلْ إِنَّمَا رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ. If you say فَوَاحِشَ. وَحِشَ is a verb. فَوَاحِش. It's a noun. It completely changes. Okay?
Yes.
Wahisha could be it's another word. Okay? Fawahish is another word. So they change really meanings. Harrama rabbi al-fawahisha. Move on. Ma.
Zahara.
Make sure it's
heavy.
Heavy letter. So how do you read it, Hussein?
ما ظهر منها.
ما ظهر منها. ظهر. Two heavy letters. In between you have a light letter.
Yes.
A, a, a. ظهر. Very beautiful.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
وَمِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَانَهَا طانه. Here we have just the opposite. Two light letters. In the middle we have
heavy letter.
Heavy letter. ب طانه. Good job. فوات والإثم والبغي بغ بغ. Is that a heavy letter?
Yes.
Yeah. And also the next word, read it.
Is a light letter.
A light letter. And again غين we have. Read these two words. والبغي بغير الحق.
والبغي بغير الحق.
أحسن. والبغي بغير الحق. Heavy letters are heavy to pronounce them.
Yes.
They're difficult. Alright. وأن تشركوا. Let me read you the translation of what Allah Almighty says here. قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش. O Prophet, say to the people, My Lord has only forbidden indecencies. Which means, like, sins, or things, or deeds which are bad, which are forbidden. Okay, that your intellect judges them as a bad deed. For example, stealing, robbing someone. For example, disrespecting elders. For example, what? Backbiting. For example... Give me an example.
Cursing, insulting.
Cursing, insulting people. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
These are haram things. Allah Almighty has forbidden them. Drinking champagne or wine, whatever. Okay? Khamr. These are haram. These are harmful. These are for the community, for everybody. Okay? For humanity. They are haram. All right. Whatever. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ No matter the ifm. Or the sin is common one, okay? In public, people do it. Or hidden in secret, they do it. All are haram. We shouldn't think like if I, for example, lie in the community publicly, it's haram. But if I lie to myself or to my family when we are alone, okay, with my friends, it's not haram. No, it's haram. Alright?
Yeah.
وَأَن تُشْرِكُوا How do you say about antushriku? Antushriku. What rule is that?
Ikhfa.
The rule ikhfa. What does it mean?
Hiding.
How
the
you
sound
hiding?
Of noon, sakin, or tanwin.
How do you do it?
Wa antushriku
billahi ma lam yunazzil bihi sultanan wa an. Sultanan.
Yeah, sultanan. We have idgham.
Sultan?
No.
وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ That's it. We got 1 or 2 minutes. Let's go to the recitation. Let's practice the recitation. I will recite it once. Make sure you listen to me and repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, take part. Join us. Ready, everyone?
Yep.
Yes.
Hussein, yes?
Yes.
Okay, everybody said yes. Hussein didn't. And finally, he did. Let's start. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق
قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا
وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون
ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم الله bless you inshallah that's it from us for today dear brothers and sisters dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Stay with us. Thank you so much for being with us today. We look forward to seeing you in the next coming sessions, inshallah. Thank you so much, Fawad Hassan Hussein Adi Nasser, for being with us in this session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome. This is the Ocean of Dua where we embark on a journey to the profound ocean of spiritual insight. This is Mojtaba Farzana, your host for today's episode. Since the profound verses of the whispered prayer Sha'baniya are filled with wisdom and insight, we are going to continue our discussion on that specific segment of the Munajat. Through these discussions, we aim to uplift our understanding from the rich Islamic heritage. So without any further ado, let's get into today's segment of the dua. Open your hearts and let's embark on this journey together. I'll be right here with you when you come back.
إلهي أقمني في أهل ولايتك مقام من رجى الزيادة من محبتك إلهي وألهمني ولهن بذكرك إلى ذكرك وهمتي في روح نجاح أسمائك ومحل قدسك
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, place me among those who show servitude to you, the position of those who consistently hope to increase your love. My Lord, please inspire me with a mounting passion for your remembrance and with an enthusiasm for the refreshing resort to your names and the station of your holiness. Dear listeners, in our previous episode, we promised to talk about different categories of wilaya. That's why we talked about differences between creational wilaya and legislative one, as well as the categorization of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, in this regard. In this episode, we wish to speak about a dangerous type of wilaya that we have to be vigilant against. Yes, that's right. It's the wilaya of shaitan that we seek refuge from to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before digging deeper into the discussion, it is good to know that there is a difference between shaitan and iblis. Generally speaking, whenever the noble Quran wants to name any evil, shaitan's name appears. But on top of this evil hierarchy, we have iblis, the excommunicated jinn. Now the question is, how does shaitan become someone's wali? It's simple. Gradually. According to the noble Quran, one's journey to becoming shaitan's puppeteer starts with following him. Listen to these following verses. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, for he is your open enemy. إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانِ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَوِينَ. You have no authority over my servants except for those who follow you. As you could clearly see, we deliberately can choose whether to follow shaitan or not. But when someone chose to follow him, then entering shaitan's wilaya ensues most likely. That's why the Quran commands to safeguard your limbs, for they are the initial steps for shaitan to start with. Dear brothers and sisters, we have to attend to our souls more than to our bodies. Your soul requires constant care not to fall into shaitan's trap. Tadrij, or graduation in English, is one of the predicaments that we seek refuge from in many of our supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must have heard the famous story of the boiling frog, where the frog dies due to its lack of understanding about the situation. Sometimes shaitan tricks us little by little, for he's more patient than us. Before getting any further, let's take a short break and I'll be here with you.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it, and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
As of the dangers of getting under Shaitan's wilaya, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, those who follow Shaitan will put their trust into him, and he nurtures them so that they become his means to deceive people. It means not only a satanic person is going down himself, but he also takes some other people with him. So what should we do not to let Shaitan penetrate our hearts? The first step is to raise our awareness about the tricks and traps that Shaitan has planted for us. We can find many examples in our ahadith in this regard. For example, blending with non-mahrams more than necessary, judging people, and extravagance are the most obvious ones. The second instruction to stop Shaitan according to the Quran is to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has promised those who show patience on His path will find tranquility. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Inshallah, in our next episode, we will talk about other ways to stand against Shaitan. Until then, do not forget to keep us in your du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان
والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان
every night and every day every night and every day never forget to say لا إله إلا الله Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله
RIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different dimensions and descriptions of humanity and human being in the Holy Quran. In the previous episode, we were talking about the relationship between desire and intellect as two opposite forces in the human soul. We ended up in that discussion because we wanted to know what is meant by intellect according to the verses of the Holy Quran and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And we said that intellect, if we know the distinction between the two, then we would not confuse an attribute or misattribute things. For example, say this is based on the intellect. And when you know the distinction between the two, you realize that no, this is not intellect, this is the desire, and this is the base desire. And we said that the intellect, it has a role in organizing and giving balance to different desires that we have. And we have a desire, for example, to be famous, to be known by others. It could be positive and negative. It's not always bad to have reputation or to seek reputation. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waj'al li lisana sidqan fil akhirin, make me reputable among the nations that come later after me. Now, this is a good thing to ask Allah to, or in Ziyarat Amin Allah, one of the Ziyarat in the school of Ahlul Bayt, we have Mahbubatan fi ardika wa samak. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us liked and loved both on earth and in the heaven. So this desire could have good, positive and negative sides. The positive side of this desire is when we want to have a reputation as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Prophet Ibrahim, to have a reputation in positive things, with honesty, not false reputation based on pretend something without any truth. No, the negative side is when a person tries to achieve that reputation no matter what, through whatever means possible, or may Allah forbid, reputation in in the sin, in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wrong reputations. So if it is achieved through positive things and through honesty, it's a good thing. Actually, as I said, and everyone is saying, I mean, all the scholars of Islam, they have emphasized this, the strategy of Islam is not to kill the desires, is to direct them towards the proper function that they have. So hubbul jah, and this desire that we have, that we want to have reputation, it could have a correct function. And like it is something that we, al-izza, man kana yuridu al-izza, whoever wants izza, fa'inna al-izzata lillah jamia. It is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this desire takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the other desires that take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we use them properly. Like the sexual desire, if it is used in the proper situation, meaning in order to create the family, to sustain the family. This is something that in our hadith we have, it's the greatest, it's the most favorite institution in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا بُنْيَ بَنَاءٌ فَالْإِسْلَامِ أَحَبْنَ الزَّوَاجِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this institution more than anything else. The proper use of that desire. But the wrong use of that desire ends up in incorrect and wrong places. So we're going to have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.